This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What is up, everybody? Ciao a tutti, bentornati. Welcome back to the newest edition of Bringlese Daily. And by the way, happy February. 2024 is already flying by. Can you guys believe we're already in February? I feel like New Year's was yesterday. But okay, that's the way life works. It goes by really fast. Anyway, since life goes by so fast, let's not waste any time and let's begin with today's translation challenge. So, today's sentence is un nuovo mese significa un inizio fresco e nuove opportunità. Today's sentence is actually pretty easy, I think. Un nuovo mese significa un inizio fresco e nuove opportunità. Think about it. How would you say that in English? At the end of the episode, I will explain how to say that. And let's begin with today's one big thing. We're going to stay on topic of the new month. It is February. So I just wanted to share a little bit of information about this month. We all know it is the second month of the year. Did you guys know it's the second month in the Julian and Gregorian calendars? But anyway, it's a unique month because it's the shortest month, only 28 days, 4 weeks. But every 4 years, we have a leap year. In English, it's called leap year. L-E-A-P, leap year. By the way, the word February comes from the Latin word februm. Of course, my Latin pronunciation is terrible, but this means purification. It's making everything pure and solid. It's not a mix. February is the month where everything becomes pure, and that comes from Latin. I remember when I shared information about Friday, the comments were really amazing. Everyone was adding additional information, which I found really interesting. And I'm sure some of you guys have information about February that you can share with me as well. But let me just tell you a few more things about it that I know. Of course, maybe the most important day is Valentine's Day. If you're single, you hate it. If you're in love, you love it. Valentine's Day is the day of love and romance. It's on February 14th. So don't forget to buy some chocolate and a teddy bear for the person you love. By the way, in Japan, they have a holiday called, I believe it's called White Day, like Giorno Bianco. And the woman gives chocolate to the man. I kind of like that holiday. Good job, Japan. Sounds like a really nice holiday. But anyway, the zodiac signs, do you guys believe in like astrology, zodiac signs? At the beginning of February, you're an Aquarius. If you were born on February 19th or later in February, you are a Pisces sign. But maybe what stands out the most about February is the cold weather. I have to admit, I'm not a big fan of cold weather. I don't hate it, and I can actually stand cold weather really well. I'm from Colorado, which is a cold place in general. That doesn't mean I like cold weather, though. I don't really love winter. I don't really love spring. So I'm not necessarily looking forward to the February weather. But Right now, some of you guys know I'm in the Canary Islands, which is off the western coast of Morocco. And the weather here is pretty warm all year round. So luckily, I won't suffer the cold this year. But I know in Italy and in my home, Colorado, it's going to be a cold month. So good luck to everybody. Don't forget to wear your coats. And let's make it a good month. It's another way to start new. I like new months. It's a fresh start. So let's make it a good month. And hey, we're going to have a lot of podcast episodes this month as well. But now let's switch over to today's question of the day. So I want to point out that February has a weird pronunciation, or maybe it has a weird spelling. It's February. Why is there an R after the B? People usually don't say February, but there is an R. And that takes me to today's question of the day, which is, are there other days or months with strange pronunciations? And yes, there are. It's not only days and months that have strange pronunciations. In general, English can be difficult to pronounce because we don't necessarily write the words how we say them. February is a perfect example of that. There is an R, and it probably comes from that Latin februm. The R kind of remained in the spelling, but it disappeared in the pronunciation because generally people say February. They don't say February. And that is one of many examples like that. So let's just read the 12 months. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August. Maybe the vowel in August is a little tricky. It's just August. September, October, November, December. I bet the most difficult to pronounce is February. The days of the week have some weird pronunciations as well. We have Sunday, Monday. Even though Sunday is written with a U and Monday is written with an O, that vowel is the exact same. Sun, mun. Sunday. I'm sorry, Italians. English pronunciation can be difficult. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday can be difficult, martedì, Tuesday, Wednesday, è veramente strano, because Wednesday is written Wednesday, but no one says Wednesday, we say Wednesday, as if the first D weren't there, Wednesday. Thursday, giovedì, and Tuesday, martedì, are often mixed up by Italians. Tuesday, Thursday. Martedì, giovedì. Tuesday, Thursday. Tuesday, Thursday. Con una bellissima tiaca. Thursday, con una R anche. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and the last day is Saturday. So, undoubtedly, there are some weird pronunciations. I feel lucky that I'm a native English speaker because I don't have to deal with learning these things. I naturally learned them growing up when I was 2 and 3 years old. And now I'm learning Italian. And luckily, when I see new Italian words, I basically already know how to pronounce them. I'm sure most Italians are annoyed about this. I understand, guys. I understand it's frustrating. But remember our translation challenge from Tuesday. L'importante è avere una pronuncia chiara. The important thing is having a clear pronunciation. It does not have to be perfect, but whatever you're trying to say, just make it clear. Try to use some nice, strong sounds, and people will definitely understand you. So let's finish today's episode with the answer to the translation challenge. Let me remind you one more time. The sentence was, un nuovo mese significa un inizio fresco e nuove opportunità. Forse non diresti una frase del genere in italiano, ma in inglese è una frase abbastanza naturale. Un nuovo mese significa un inizio fresco e nuove opportunità. In English, this sentence would be, a new month means a fresh start and new opportunities. Forse l'avete sentito piano piano durante la puntata prima, ho detto proprio fresh start, che è una frase comune in inglese. A new month means a fresh start and new opportunities. Solo piccole cose posso insegnarvi di questa frase, per esempio aggettivi prima di sostantivi. Se in italiano si dice un mese nuovo o un nuovo mese, in inglese non abbiamo questa flessibilità. È sempre aggettivo prima del sostantivo, a new month. Anche un inizio fresco, a fresh start. E nuove opportunità, new opportunities. Don't forget the classic S, the plural S. That is today's translation challenge. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, I really hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you're enjoying the podcast in general. My goal is to connect the bridge from not the best listening skills to, wow, your listening is really good. And by the way, I am an English teacher. I have an English school online. It's called Bringlese Academy. If you're interested in that, you can check it out at bringlese.com. And that is it for today's episode. So, it's Thursday, but we have an episode tomorrow on Friday as well. I'm looking forward to that, and I hope you join me tomorrow as well. All right, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday, and I'll talk to you very, very soon. Peace.